堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on the use of pauses in English speech.
今天的主题是如何断字。
Although written English has spaces between every word, spoken English does not have pauses between each word. Rather, words are linked together. However, people do not normally speak without pausing at all. We do pause in speech, where in written English there are periods, commas, semicolons, and question marks. But we also pause in long sentences without punctuation marks. Let's look at some examples. My mother listens to the radio in the evening. This sentence can be said without pausing, because it isn't very long. But if I were to pause, I would say, My mother listens to the radio in the evening. Why? Because pauses come between thought groups. Groups of words that express one thought.
通常哦，如果一个句子太长，而你想要断句的时候，你可以把暂停的地方放在比如说一个想法之后，或是一个片语之后，或是一个主题之后。请听我们老师给你的例子。
For example, in the evening is a thought group. Let's make the sentence longer. My mother listens to the radio in the evening.Plays tennis in the afternoon, and cleans the house in the morning. Now it is necessary to pause because the sentence is very long. Pauses come between thought groups and help the listeners organize the information they hear. Listen to the sentence again. My mother listens to the radio in the evening, plays tennis in the afternoon, and cleans the house in the morning. If you pause in the wrong places, listeners will have a harder time organizing the information. Listen to the sentence read again with improper pausing. My mother listens to the radio in. The evening plays tennis in. The afternoon and cleans the house in the morning. Now the sentence is almost impossible to understand.So remember to pause between thought groups to help your listeners easily organize what they hear. This has been today's Daily Tip. Tune in tomorrow for another tip on learning English.